Afternoon Jams, make sure you download our app, Emoja Radio. You know, there's a big reparations rally going on this weekend.
Yes, sir.
In Washington, D.C., led by the one and only Tariq Nasheed. He's on the phone line. How's the big boss doing, man?
Man, I'm good, family. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
Fantastic.
Before we get into the rally, bro, I saw a picture of you and RZA Islam together.
Yes, I
knew the RZA was like a Michael Jordan or, you know, 6'7", 6'8". I didn't realize you were that tall, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people see me sitting down, so they don't realize I'm like 6'5". So a lot of people don't realize how tall I am until they see me in person. But yeah, I'm a pretty tall dude.
That's why they got to respect you on them pull-ups. On them pull-ups.
All day. All day.
That's right. That's right.
So how are we looking for this weekend, the reparations rally?
Man, it's going to be a phenomenal event, man. People are coming from all over, man. People are coming all over from California. There are people even coming over from the UK. So this is a pretty big event happening at Freedom Plaza this Saturday, November 5th at Freedom Plaza. So people are very excited about it because this is the first time that we've gotten together really since the 1960s with a rally talking about specific tangibles for us as Black people. You know, we're all about making sure that everybody is good, but we really have to focus on what we got going on here. And a lot of times we are campaigning for so many other groups, we sometimes negate the issues that are pertinent to us. So right now we're focusing on getting tangibles for us here, Black people here. We're focusing on trying to get a hate crime bill that will protect Black people like they have a hate crime bill for Asians. So we're really stumping for ourselves right now.
Wow, that's excellent. Major, man.
That's big.
Talk about FBA and what does it mean, and what separates you, what separate FBA from, I think, ADOS?
Right. ADOS is an organization. That's an organization with a couple of people who are the leaders. That's an organization. Foundation of Black American, FBA, that's what Foundation of Black Americans, those are the initials. That's a lineage. That's all. It's a lineage group. That's Black people in America who come from a non-immigrant background, the Black people who are the foundation of America. We have to understand this country was built exclusively by Black people, particularly Foundation of Black Americans. There would not be America unless Black people built it from scratch. So we come from that lineage. So when we say FBA, that's what we're talking about. It's a lineage, it's not a group.
Now, there's something going on. There's a movement going on in California too, right?
Yes, it is.
And with Congress or with the governor, or what can you explain a little bit?
Yeah, there's a reparations task force in California. I've been working with them. I've actually spoken on the reparations task force to make sure that they're going to have lineage-based reparations, and they put that in the documents. So that's really going strong right now. We're really stomping hard for the reparations movement in California. We got a lot of things on the book so far. So this is leading the way for the reparations movement, possibly nationwide. So all eyes are on California right now. And if, you know, when things go down in California, that usually spread around the country. So the reparations task force, they're going in the right direction because we've had reparations talks, things like H.R. 40. H.R. 40 has been stagnant for a long time because it's really a nothing burger. It's really a study of reparations. It doesn't really provide anything tangible. It just assembles different groups of people to talk about it and discuss it on an open-ended level. And we don't need that. We need to get right to the nitty-gritty and start giving tangibles to Black people who descended from slaves.
Mm. So talk about Saturday. What all is going to occur?
Yeah, Saturday we have a lot of phenomenal speakers talking about the different aspects and importance of reparations. We have our good brother, Dr. Boyce Watkins. He's an economist. He's going to talk about the economic impact. We have a sister who's a political counselor. Her name is Teslin Figueroa. She's going to talk about the importance of political advocacy. We have some historic scholars like Brother Kaba, Professor James Small, some of the people who were in my Hidden Colors films. They're going to talk about the cultural importance of it. So we have a lot of wonderful people who are going to look at this thing from different angles and talk about the importance of it.
Now, people might be asking you, why are you doing this during election time? I'm sure there's a reason behind this.
Mm. Well, the thing is, right, well, we're doing it around election time because we're telling our elected officials this is what we want. They keep telling us what we want. They're telling us that we need to prioritize immigration. We need to prioritize student loans. We need to prioritize sexual access to children with a lot of these agendas they have going on in school. And we're not really co-signing that stuff. So we're coming together on a grassroots level, letting them know how we feel on a grassroots level. We want tangibles for us. All of these other things are secondary or not even important at all. They're telling us the issue for Black people right now is abortion. That's not an issue that we're prioritizing right now at all. We're trying to get tangible benefits because you got a lot of Black people who are jobless, a lot of Black people who are being mass incarcerated. You have so many homeless Black people around the country, and something needs to be done about it. We shouldn't prioritize giving our tax dollars to non-citizens and people over in the Ukraine. We have people right here suffering who built the country, who descended from the people who built the country, and they need tangibles from the government in which they pay taxes to.
Now, who fought is it? Is this a Democrat, Republican thing, or all of them?
No, this is all of the parties. See, and the rally is a nonpartisan thing. We're not supporting Democrats. We're not supporting the Republicans. This is nonpartisan. We're talking about the whole system in general. Oh, Black people reparations, because it was Black people who funded the wealth of this country, and everybody benefited from it. Since everybody benefited from it, everybody owes.
Wow. Tariq, is there any politicians out there in Congress that do support reparations and they are supporting this movement?
There are some who softly say that they will look into it. They're not serious as they should be, and I think they're not as serious as they should be because we have not been as serious as we should be. Mm-hmm. We have not put our foot down and said, hey, we're going to stand on our square and we mean what we say and we say what we mean. This is why we're having the rally Saturday, to show in numbers how serious we are about reparations for Foundation of Black Americans, and we're not going to back down from that.
I got an international fight this weekend, man. If I'd have had this fight booked, I would be there. I want to donate. How can we donate,
yes,
though? You can
donate by going to rally4reparations.com. Donate, get involved. If you're anywhere in the country, be in Washington, D.C. this Saturday. It's going to be a phenomenal event.
Wow, man. Now, will there be some follow-up?
Oh, absolutely. We have some brothers and sisters who are going to be working with different political people. In fact, we got a brother who's a candidate down in South Carolina, a brother named Marcel Dixon. He's going to speak, and we're working on getting him elected in some of the political offices down in South Carolina. So we're cultivating a lot of our own political advocates, and we're going to be working with some of the people who are already in office, just like we're doing in California. We work with a lot of people in the political sphere in order to keep the reparations task force on its toes about what they need to do.
Wow, this is major. Rob, Tahir, got anything for Tariq?
Oh, man, I just want to say.
No, I'm soaking this in.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, thank you very much for all that you're doing, and everybody that's involved for keeping reparations a must-have. For keeping it a must-have. Like, that's very important, and thanks for all y'all's your efforts.
Okay. Yes, indeed. And I'm glad that we're not being afraid to talk about reparations for Black people, because for a long time, whenever reparations came up, we were browbeaten and shamed into not talking about it. We would get responses like, well, y'all stop begging, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, where every other group, they get all types of benefits, handouts, and they get to beg and get all types of tax incentives and all types of tangibles from our tax dollars. So we need to get the same thing. We're not going to be shamed. We're not going to be browbeaten. All of these other groups get resources when they get here, and we're told that we need to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. We are the bootstraps. We need more tangibles for more bootstraps, and we're going to get our money.
What do you think is owed to Black America?
It's so much that. So what we're doing now, we're talking about starting off at $20 trillion. And this country has that kind of money because, again, they've given money to all types of Hispanic organizations. They give money to Ukrainians. They've given billions of dollars to Afghanistanians. They give billions of dollars to white LGBT organizations. So they always cry broke when it comes time to giving us what we're owed as Black people. So they need to go right back into those coffers and give us what they're giving everybody else.
Straight up.
Those are facts. Well, family, make your move. Go online, whatever you book your tickets, and go to D.C. this weekend. It's going to be an all-day event. What's the website again, Tariq?
Yes, the Rally for Reparations website, rally4reparations.com. Rallyforreparations.com.
Make a donation. If you can't go,
yes, indeed.
Yeah. Support the cause. You know, and I'm down, bro. Count my name on that list. And I'm definitely FBA. How can we get the flag? I've seen the flag. How can we get a flag?
Yeah, you get the flag at officialfba.com. Officialfba.com.
I don't know how you do all this work, Tariq. You're everywhere, yes, and you,
I know,
and you're a family man. You got the museum. You're putting together out in L.A. You're working on a new documentary. What's it called? About the Maroons? What is it called?
Yes, American Maroon. We're talking about the Maroons, particularly the ones that were down there in Florida, in a lot of work. A lot of people don't know about that. That documentary will be coming out in a couple of months. Very, very exquisite story.
God bless you, man. Thanks, Tariq. Proud of you, man.
I appreciate it. Honored to know you. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you.
Take care. Whew. There you go.
Wow.
The one and only Tariq Nasheed.
Yeah, that brother, man. Dedication, bro.
And
dedication.
He hasn't changed.
And the crew. And his crew.
Yeah.
Shout out to his crew.
Now, I text him probably 5 minutes before we did this interview. You saw that?
On the whim.
Literally.
On the whim.
Literally.
He hasn't changed, and that's why I rock with him. I can't say that about everybody in this game. I'm not going to throw no names out there.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I rock with Tariq.
Right.
So, if y'all listening, make a donation.
Yes.
If you can't go to D.C., make a donation. Rally, the number 4reparations.com. Make that thing. Make that Cash App or PayPal, whatever they got with it. Make that thing red. Yeah.
They got t-shirts. They got all types of things.
Yeah,
support.
Support the movement. If you want to know how these other groups get it, they got people supporting them.
That's how they do it.
All right, back to more music.